I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. This morning, the interim chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, John Reed, unveiled his proposal for reforming the institution. The move comes in the wake of a scandal over how much executives and board members were paid. Former chairman Dick Grassa was forced to resign several weeks ago after an outcry over his $187 million compensation package. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about this is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, what is John Reed saying needs to be done to fix all this?
Well, he really focused heavily on reforming the board that oversees the stock exchange. He's cutting it down from 27 members to a maximum of 12. And the biggest change is that none of them will have any ties to the companies on the exchange. That was one really big criticism of the old board. It was way too cozy with the companies it supposedly regulates.
And what about the compensation issue that stirred all this outcry?
The proposal doesn't spell out the pay packages themselves, but what it does do is recommend that the exchange be much more open with its books so everyone knows what board members and top executives are making. And as Reed pointed out this morning, that's a big change from the secrecy that's been the norm up till now.
Had we had disclosure historically, I think some of the problems with compensation would have been nipped in the bud. And it was the absence of this disclosure that contributed to some of our historic problems. And so all of this is surrounded by full disclosure.
And Madeline, the reason the exchange didn't reveal that stuff before is because it's a private company and it didn't have to. So this is really, as I said, a pretty big change.
Is there anything that's not in the proposal that critics wanted?
Well, it really doesn't change anything about the day-to-day operations. It doesn't get rid of the specialist system that a lot of folks don't like. That's the actual people on the floor of the exchange yelling their orders. Some think the big board should go to an all-electronic trading system. And Reed also decided against splitting up the chairman and CEO positions and also against splitting the regulatory and market functions of the exchange. I asked David Whitcomb, a professor emeritus of finance at Rutgers, if these proposals go far enough. He said it's a start, but the ultimate reform would be to make the exchange a publicly traded company.
Because then the stock exchange would be interested not in feathering the nests of certain constituents, but in maximizing trading volume and making a profit from it.
Of course, folks have been calling for the exchange to go public for years, but it's never happened.
And so what happens next?
Next, the members of the exchange have to approve the proposals. That's everyone who holds a seat on the exchange. They vote in a couple of weeks. And in the interim, Reed is going to travel around the country to explain all these changes and get folks on board for all these board reforms. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into how Walmart manages to stay union-free.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.